Now here in verse 12, a man of Belial, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. He winketh with his eyes. He speaketh with his feet. He teacheth with his fingers. Have you ever noticed that some people, the wicked person, that everything they do and say, every gesture, is always suggestive? It always has a filthy connotation. And there are Christians that are borderline cases here. There's a preacher that I got away from years ago, and I had a layman the same way, double entendre, everything that he said. And I know of a so-called Christian group that they meet, and their jokes are double entendre, has that little suggestive thing that is in there. And this is something that God is speaking against, by the way. And God says concerning this individual, perverseness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continually. He soweth or casteth forth discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. Here is a person that is supposed to be a child of God, and yet his every movement of his body is a suggestive thing. I hope I'm not a prude in reference to television, but there are one or two programs that I just don't listen to because of the fact that it's so loaded with that which is suggestive. One is a comedian, and every story he tells just has the double meaning. And unfortunately, Christians get caught up in that kind of a thing. One of the great men of God, he was not a great preacher, but he was a great man of God. He meant a great deal to me. I have spent hours with that man in the past. I have his picture here at the study. He always reminded me of the pureness of speech. I never heard that man say anything that was suggestive, anything that had one bit of smut in it. A man that was just as clairvoyant. Everything he said was, and he and his life was as clear and clean as the noonday sun. That's the type of man we need today. Now, I recognize that I sound like a square. What we need is some bright young fellow with the latest thing in haberdashery and the latest haircut, and everything just must be. And yet you see him eyeing the girls, and here he is married, the wife not quite sure about him, and we say, my, he's got a good personality. May I say to you, and I want to say it very clearly today, we are loaded with folk like that in Christian service, and we're getting nowhere. And you know why? God is not mocked. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If you sow to the flesh, you going of the flesh reap corruption. And when you sow to the Spirit, you're going to reap that which is life everlasting. God is not being fooled today. And I don't think he minds being called a square, because actually he's not a square. He's a trinity. That makes a triangle. And you can't call him a square. Our God today demands a holy life. And somebody says, why? Because he is holy. He's that kind of a God. And it's that kind of a person that he's going to bless and be interested in. Oh, how you and I need to recognize that we're dealing with a holy God. And I said to a preacher friend of mine, he's a wonderful preacher, he's in the holiness movement today. Fact of the matter is, he's Pentecostal, but he emphasizes holiness. And I was kidding him. I said, you know, the trouble with you holiness people today is, the one criticism I have is that you've lost your holiness. And you are the ones ought to be bearing down on that for the benefit of us today that have got very far from God. My, what an emphasis is needed in this particular connection today.